The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
All right, it's time for the Bulldog Roundtable.
The Fan is proud to be the official sports talk station of the Dogs. And it's time for Bulldog Roundtable with Buck Ballou.
25-20, far sideline, 15-10-5. Get in there! Touchdown!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union, Haug Law Group, Georgia Pack and Load, AAA, and by attorney Ken Nugent.
And that's going to be the ballgame. Georgia will win this ballgame.
Only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Always love that song. Thanks for playing it, Lear. And as a quarterback, I've always been interested in offensive line play. That's the first thing you figure out when you step into the quarterback position. That O-line better have their act together. Looking at Georgia's offensive line coming into this 2022 season, expectations are high coming off a national championship. And there might be a little bit of a step back defensively. But as you've heard me say on this show already, I believe the offense can pick up the slack and lead the way, especially early in the season. And one of the reasons I believe that is I believe that the Dogs' offensive line is going to be quality. Now, I'm not sitting here and saying that they'll be the top offensive line in college football, but they'll be one of them. The Dogs right now, as I look at the depth chart, they go eight deep in quality players that new coach Stacy Searles can plug and play. Eight of them. Now, you only need five to start the game. Got confidence in eight of these dudes coming into the season. And, you know, the first concern is the offensive guard spots. You got two new offensive guards this season. You got Jamari Sawyer. He's going to be lining up and playing with the San Diego Chargers. You got Jordan Schaefer, who was drafted by the Atlanta Falcons. Will have an opportunity to make this Falcons team. So two new jobs available on this Bulldog offensive line at offensive guard. Now, Xavier Truss plugged in for the G-Day scrimmage as the starting left guard next to Broderick Jones. And Xavier Truss is a guy that has spent 3 years on campus working his craft, getting better, getting stronger, improving, knowing who to block. And he looked pretty good on G-Day. Now, I didn't get a chance to sit down with the Stinchcomb brothers and discuss this, but I was pretty impressed with what Truss brought to the table there at left guard. Right guard, you had Willock over there at right guard. Now, he hadn't played as much as Truss has, but he's another one that has shown up. He's been behind the scenes. He's been getting to work in the weight room. He's been getting fit and stronger and more knowledgeable about the offensive line play. Now he gets his opportunity. And it looks like he's going to be competing with a guy that earned the right job going into last season and then in the first game broke his foot. Tate Ratledge, the guy with the mullet. Mullet's coming back, y'all. So you got Ratledge and Willock working out, competing at that right guard spot, apparently. But you got four strong options at that guard spot. I think Mims is a guy to keep an eye on. Thought about transferring out. Really, he's built to play tackle, but you got Broderick Jones at left tackle, McClendon at right. Looks like Mims would be a third, the slide, the first guy in tackle, but maybe ends up winning one of these guard spots until one of the tackle spots become available. So I think the big concern with the Georgia offensive line at offensive guard is not really a concern at all. Now, they got a returning starter, a returning five-star recruit that played his first year started the entire season at center, Eric Van Praan. And this is a huge advantage, y'all. I mean, center is such an important part to any offensive line at any level. Youth league, middle school, high school, college, pro. You need a center that knows what he's doing. He's got to get that snap up. He's got to be accurate with the snap. He's got to have good chemistry with a quarterback. He's got to get the blocking scheme, the protection scheme set. He's got to read that defense quickly, look at what they're lined up in, and get that offensive line on the same page. And when you've got a guy returning at the center spot that did an excellent job as a rookie a year ago, then this is a big advantage of being organized against Oregon and in the early season getting this offensive line on the same page. So that is a good thing with Van Praan there coming back at center. You've got an experienced, solid backup player in Warren Erickson that is ready to go at a moment's notice. So the center spot is really a strength for this Georgia offensive line. They've got two quality starters at the offensive tackle spot. You got Broderick Jones, played in that natty against Alabama, and he held up just fine. And if you can hold up against Alabama, you can hold up against any of these teams. Broderick Jones, again, waited his turn, put the work in, got the opportunity, and took advantage of it. He's the starter over there at left tackle. And Warren McClendon over there on the right side continues to quietly handle his business. And as I mentioned, you got Mims, five-star skill, five-star talent, ready to step in a moment's notice. So three quality options at the offensive tackle spot. Now, I was doing some research for this topic, and I ran across this National College Football article that listed the top 28 offensive linemen coming into college football this season. Georgia was not mentioned once. 28 top-rated offensive linemen, not one Georgia Bulldog on the list. A little more research, I ran across Pro Football Focus. They had their top 10 returning offensive tackles in college in college football, and they, out of the top 10 tackles, not one Bulldog. But the bottom line is this. A quality offensive line is five big men working in unison. It's not going to have a good offensive line if you've got a number one top five offensive tackle and then four lousy players. That's going to be a bad offensive line. You got five really good offensive linemen working together, working in unison. You've got a chance to win a lot of football games and score a lot of points. So I believe coming into this year, this Georgia offensive line, totally underrated is my feeling on this. Totally underrated.
Thanks and go Dawgs.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort.
where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands. An easy one-hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.